Thank you for being with us on this Friday afternoon as Sports 180 continues live from Walk-Ons today with the Michelob Ultra Golf Giveaway. Stop by. Heather has the keyword for you to text in for a chance to win the Michelob Ultra Golf Giveaway. You'll be registered when you text it in. All you have to do is stop by. Heather will let you know what it is as we'll be with you until 3 o'clock. And we are pleased to go right now to the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline. And welcome to the show, Barrett Salif from CBSSports.com. Barrett, is this your final appearance with us, by the way? I didn't know if you'll be living on some island by next week thanks to Dogecoin.
How about that, right? Like 100, up like 200-something% over the last week. I am going to hold my Doge until it hits a dollar, and then it's going to crash. So I'm going to hold it till it gets to a dollar, then I will buy my private island, and I will hire you two as my staff to serve me drinks.
We'll see you there, and it'll be for the A, as long as you buy me a Braves hat in the middle of it. I'm starting up a cat coin, by the way, so Venmo me details, and you'll get it all sent back to you.
I like it.
I will. I'll see what I can do.
Okay. Hey, Barrett, how much should we pay attention to spring game action this weekend? You have Alabama, Georgia, Auburn first year with Brian Harsin. What are we paying attention to this weekend in the SEC?
Well, I think you should pay attention to all of them just because it's a celebration that we actually have those this year. I think for Alabama, I'm most concerned or at least most interested in the offense just to see what it looks like. Bill O'Brien's a different kind of coach than Steve Sarkisian. They have all these new guys all around that offense. They've got to replace three of the top five Heisman vote getters, the ultimate Swiss Army knife and Jalen Waddle, the Remington Award winner, the Outland Award winner, and the Broyles Award winner. So I just want to see what that looks like. The buzz out of Tuscaloosa is that Bryce Young has just been on fire basically throughout the entire spring. And I just want to see it. You know, he really didn't get in a chance to play meaningful snaps last year, mostly just mop-up duty. So I think the curiosity around him is what I'm really interested in. And then you mentioned Auburn. They need to fix their offensive line. You know, that's been the biggest problem. I know a lot of folks like to pile on Bo Nix, and I think there's, some justifiable reasons for that. But he's a deer in headlights because he's used to getting hit consistently. And Brian Harsin, his track record is that he develops offensive lines. So I just want to see what kind of protection Bo Nix gets and how he plays or how differently he plays if he gets good protection, because I don't think there's any doubt that the talent's there with Bo Nix, but he has not lived up to it, I think, doing at least in some part to the fact that he's always looking at the pass rush coming at him rather than receivers downfield.
Barrett, going back to Alabama, will the law of averages ever just catch up with Nick Saban? You would think with so many changes at offensive and defensive coordinator, like one of them's just not going to work out, but that's probably not Bill O'Brien, right?
I would guess no. I know Bill O'Brien sort of is a polarizing figure, but the guy did a great job at Penn State. He's used to having a mobile quarterback who can throw because Deshaun Watson, I know he's going through some other stuff, but as a pure football player, I wouldn't say he's Bryce Young is Deshaun Watson, but from a skill set perspective, they're pretty darn similar. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think the law of averages is going to even out this year. In fact, maybe the one bad hire was the one in 2018 when Tosh Lupoy was a defensive coordinator. Maybe that was the chance for them to come back to earth, and they still lost in the national championship game. So I think Nick has made a pretty good system, pretty successful system in yeah. getting also-ran coaches and bringing them back to head coaching jobs. I don't think it's gonna stop anytime soon. There's nothing to suggest that it will.
We're talking to Barrett Salee, CBSSports.com. Barrett, how much does the unknown of the NCAA situation with Tennessee affect Tennessee, do you think? And that could be a recruiting standpoint, but just people viewing Tennessee without knowing exactly what's next with the NCAA case or certainly what the timeline will be.
Maybe it's just me. I don't think it's really that big of a deal. I think people that are interested in Tennessee are interested in Tennessee. I think that there's very little chance that that a high school kid is going to look at Tennessee and say, oh, I can't play there because of the NCAA sanctions that might come down. I think players are going to go to Tennessee or anywhere else to to play for coaches they like, they respect, they trust, and that can get them to the league. So, I don't think it's going to have a huge issue. I don't think it's going to have a big impact on the recruiting trail. From a success standpoint, if they, you know, get a bunch of scholarships taken away, sure, then it's going to be hard for Tennessee to compete. But that's you know, a problem for down the road. So, but I don't think that right now it's really affecting all that much, and unless the hammer really comes down, which I just can't see a situation where that happens to the extent of like USC back in the mid 2000s. I don't think it'll be that big of a deal.
Is this going to be a multi-years process as Tennessee waits to figure out what the penalties from the NCAA are? When would you handicap we would know something? What, 6 months, 12 months, 18? Just what do you think is coming, and when do you think it's coming?
No, I would imagine it at least be a year, just because they, you know, with Pruitt now gone, there are different people you have to interview. You have to sort of, you know, if you're the NCAA, you have to probably re-interview people because maybe they were hesitant to say some things, knowing that it might affect their job or potential jobs with Pruitt. So I would expect more than a year, at the very least a year. But I don't think the cloud's really hanging over Tennessee all that much. It's one of those things where, you know, you got to deal with it. It's not going to be something that kills the program. But until then, you sort of have to operate as business as usual.
Barrett Salee, CBSSports.com. There's a lot of attention, you know, with the NFL draft with Justin Fields. What about the school that he's leaving? What's next for Ohio State, Ryan Day, that quarterback position in the offense?
Well, we'll see this weekend. I'm excited to watch that spring game. Stroud is apparently the guy who's taking control, and I'm interested to see what that offense just in general looks like. I do know that whoever's under center when all is said and done in the fall, that the fact that you've got Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave outside is going to make things a lot easier. And I think that's the biggest reason why pretty much everybody's going to have Ohio State in the top five. Yeah, you know, losing Justin Fields is huge. I mean, you cannot argue that point, but the talent around Fields was really comparable to Alabama and comparable to Georgia if you look at the 24/7 team talent rankings, and that really hasn't changed now that Fields is gone, due in large part to the fact that those receivers are just flat out studs. So it sounds like it's going to be Stroud, but I think it'll be fun to see what happens on Saturday, because, you know, it is still an open battle, I guess, technically through fall. Ryan Day typically does what Nick Saban does and you know, plays it out as long as he can. But it's going to be fun to watch them tomorrow.
Barrett, what did you think of ESPN releasing the FPI earlier this week in Iowa State in at the number four spot? Too high, too low, or could they truly be that wild card team that makes it to the playoff this year?
I would love to know how they determine the FPI, because it is insane. Like, Mississippi State was number eight.
Yeah.
Come on. Like that, they might, like, legitimately, they might finish last in the SEC West. If I had to pick it right now, I would pick them to finish last in the SEC
yeah.
West. So, and then Iowa State. Look, Iowa State's going to be good. I mean, you got Brock Purdy back. Breece Hall was awesome last year. I think the one thing we also know about Matt Campbell is that his defenses are just phenomenal every single year. Well coached, disciplined, all that stuff. So, could Iowa State be the team that disrupts the apple cart? Maybe. But if they do make the playoffs, it would be I think it would be one of those teams that really is just there to get its tail whipped by somebody in the semifinal. I don't think they have the upside of winning the national championship. But, you know, Oklahoma has an Iowa State problem. We've seen that in the past. And Iowa State's going to be really good this year. Number four in the country. I think it's a little aggressive. But could they play in the Big 12 championship game again? Yeah, I think that's possible.
Barrett Salee, CBSSports.com. Before you go, what is the appropriate way to react to this past week for the Atlanta Braves?
It's a long season. It's not like it's a 60-game season. It is a long season, but I would really not – I would be okay with not seeing Nate Jones or Austin Riley for a little while. Put Panda at third. Let him cook, and my God, go find Shane Green. Shane Green was in the stands on Monday as a fan. Like, why couldn't you just pull him out of the stands and sign him? Like, seriously, he's a really good player. I know he's asking for a lot, apparently, but man, that bullpen's not fun right now.
No, not at all. Ronald Acuna is, though, so that's good in the meantime. Big series with the Cubs this weekend. Hey, Barrett, we'll let you hop off, but what all is going on with CBS Sports right now?
Well, Staff Picks is up. We picked the former player we want to be the next Eddie George or Deion Sanders and take over a program. I picked somebody from one of Tennessee's rivals. I will tease that the way it is, but it's fun. It's a good story for the offseason.
Go check it out, CBSSports.com, and he's on Twitter, at Barrett Slee. Hey, Barrett, we appreciate the time as always. Have a great weekend. Go Braves, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Kelsey. Go Braves.
Barrett Slee on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline. I guess we'll see him at his new island sometime next week.
I know. I'm just glad that he is still going to remember us little people after all this Dogecoin success.
Living on the Dogecoin. It's been a very normal 24 hours, normal week with the coin there.
Yeah, all this crypto stuff. I'm looking at some things that Jason Calacanis has tweeted about it. He said he just bought $500 worth on Robinhood. I'm going to keep buying it until it crashes or I get bored with it.
Yeah. None of this is financial advice, to be clear.
None
of it. We will come back here on Sports 180. We will hit the face-off coming up next, thanks to Marble City Family Chiropractic, as Sports 180 comes to you live today from Walk-Ons. We'll be with you until 3 o'clock with the Michelob Ultra Golf Giveaway registration. Stop by. Heather has the key word, the secret word, for you. Right here on 99.1, the Sports Animal.